It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Get ready for the best anti-aging vitamins, minerals, plants, and herbs. David, we've got an amazing guest. Why don't you tell us about her?
Well, I'm more excited. She's a returning guest, so we've gotten to speak with Dr. Chen before, but she's double board certified in internal medicine. She has her own clinic in California. She's a regular on TV and radio, including Dr. Oz and with us, and she's just changing people's lives with all kinds of supplements and vitamins, minerals, plants, and herbs. And Doctor, I just got to say, welcome, Dr. Chen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be on the show.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and I know you've got a lot of information, and you know, I want to target, as we get older, we all have different needs and concerns, and I know you recommend different vitamins and minerals and plants and herbs, but let's talk about some of the key essential ones we all need, and what comes to mind instantly is we talk a lot about fish oil or omega-3s. Okay, tell us a little bit about why we need them.
Well, the fatty acids are important about building up that healthy layer in our skin. And it's actually a great antioxidant. So it's great for anti-inflammation. A lot of times when our skin looks dull or even wrinkles and things like that, it's all based on inflammation. So I like having patients take a lot of antioxidants, especially in the form of things like fish oil, because it's good fatty acids to help build the foundational layer of protection on our skin.
Now, will that help us? There's omega-3, omega-6, omega-9s. Will the fish give us all of that, or what should we be looking for?
So usually what I'll do is I'll have patients do a combination of plant-based fatty acids and also the fish oil. So then that way we get 3, 6, and 9. You want to get more of the omega-3 rather than the 6 and 9. So there's a ratio of more of the 3 to the 6 and the 9. So I usually will about double the 3 and then compared to the 6 and the 9.
Okay, okay. And you're saying you get some from plant-derived, did you say?
Yes. So I'll have patients use, for example, flaxseed, some of them will get, you know, with supplements, because a lot of them don't like to just use food. They'll use food with the flaxseed and they're eating regular fish, but they'll also take a supplement with an omega 369 combo, and they'll take that at home.
Oh, great. Okay, okay. And then what type of fish do you recommend? Like, is there a particular type?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to like, I mean, obviously wild farmed I don't like just because of potential chemicals and whatnot. So I usually will like to have patients do the wild fishes. And people who are concerned, let's say you're eating a lot of fish, you know, smaller fishes that aren't the big predatory fishes are better because of the mercury level. So basically for patients, the way I teach them is that if you eat a lot of the larger fishes, they tend to have more mercury because they eat the smaller fishes. So you want to eat the ones that are smaller. Like, so I generally love things like sardines and things like that for patients. So if you're somebody where you'd like to get a little bit from your food every night, which I think is a good idea, you might want to put sardines and things like that on your salads or whatnot at nighttime.
And you just said something, wild farmed. And talk to us about that, because, yep, you're hitting on something that we've been talking about lately, Lisa and I, because this is the difference of, I guess, farming the fish enclosed in quarters and giving them all kinds of antibiotics. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, the thing is that a lot of times when you're farming the fishes, they give the animals things that you normally don't find in nature and that aren't necessarily healthy for us. So there's definitely higher, you know, and it may change a little bit from farm to farm, but there's definitely more concerns about chemicals or pesticide type stuff, or like chemicals that, you know, what we would potentially even might mimic hormonal levels in our body, et cetera. So I usually like wild fish primarily because I usually teach my patients to eat close to Mother Nature. And when the animals are farmed or the fishes are farmed, there's a higher likelihood that you're going to find chemicals in the animal that aren't found in nature. And those things aren't necessarily what helps our body. If in most cases, it's what harms our body.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely like to eat this way. I think it's so important to, you know, eat the whole foods and get the grass-fed meats and all of that. And it definitely makes a difference. And I have to say that flax oil has made a huge difference in my skin. I forget to take it lately, though, and now I've seen the difference, so I definitely need to take
right.
it again.
The hydration and the barrier, the fatty acid barrier, is really important, even for our skin to glow and for it not to dry out. And when it dries out, it starts to have more issues with our environmental oxidation issues, pollution, et cetera. So that barrier, the natural barrier that our body creates for ourselves to protect the skin is really important.
Now you talked about something is antioxidants, and one of my favorites is resveratrol, and at one point we've been using it in skincare, and I heard a lot about it in the news as America's number one anti-aging ingredient. Is resveratrol something you use with your patients?
Absolutely. I think it's great. I mean, it's very important to have, in general, I don't like my patients drinking a lot of alcohol, also primarily because I have a lot of female patients more so than male. And with women, you know, alcohol can have more of an estrogenic effect, and so you worry about risk of breast cancer, et cetera, that we've seen in studies. So I usually like to tell patients to just take the resveratrol or get it through their foods instead of from wine. And in general, a lot of times I've seen that my patients tend to have more basically more inflammatory symptoms with taking of alcohol orally. So I usually love giving patients resveratrol through foods or through supplements and try to get them, especially the female ones, not to do so much alcohol. With men, you know, there's that cardioprotection because, again, of the estrogenic effect. So with men, I'm less cautious with that. But if they have inflammatory symptoms, I also try to have them cut back on the alcohol.
And how much resveratrol do you think we should take in a day?
Well, it really depends on the patient because also with their food, like some of my patients, depends also on what you're treating. If you're, you know, if you've got lupus and if you've got rheumatoid arthritis or eczema, things like that, I usually will have them do the higher dosing on the bottle. And because the dosing changes depending on the formulation on the bottle, I usually will have them follow the bottle dosing but go at the higher level of the dosing. With patients where they're eating a lot with their foods and they don't really have a lot of health issues, it's really more with maintenance. I also don't like to overdo dosing on patients, so I think moderation in general is a good way to go. So I'll usually have them get most of it from their food, and then as a gap filler, maybe a few times a week or at the lower dosage daily, I'll have them take that.
Okay. And one of the other things you've recommended to patients is amino acids. Now, what will amino acids do for us in our diet?
So amino acids are actually huge because a lot of times, especially if we've got leaky gut or we've got issues with digestion, we don't break down proteins very well. And so what ends up happening is that I'll have patients take free-form amino acids as a gap filler if they don't have major health issues, primarily because amino acids, again, are important for the foundational building blocks for cellular function, hormonal function, et cetera. Like, we need amino acids to make even neurotransmitters, thyroid hormones, et cetera. So what ends up happening is that I try to get patients to take a lower dosage of that, again, depending on the bottle, for just maintenance. But then patients where they're, like, having a lot of muscle aches and pains, major health issues, or if they're having major digestive issues, I'll definitely have them take the higher level dosing on the bottles. And, again, this is tricky primarily because, again, from brand, there's definitely a lot of dosing variation. So I try to have patients kind of go with bottle dosing, but at the same time, I think that's a fair way to go for listeners out on the radio stations, just because it's safer this way to go with that recommendation over the radio. But if you're really concerned about should I maybe do higher than the dosing on the bottle, just bring it to a integrative practitioner near you, because they'll be able to more closely give you the actual dosing that you need based on your medical history.
Okay, and the free-form amino acids are available in a tablet or capsule format?
Yeah, I usually will recommend either powder or capsule because the absorption's a little bit better. With tablets, a lot of times, especially because you're giving it to people where they're having issues digesting, the tablet form is going to be even harder to digest and break down. So I usually will recommend for the people with really bad issues of, let's say, leaky gut or irritable bowel issues or digestive issues, I'll use actually the powder forms. But then if they are good about digestion, then I usually will have them do the capsule. I mean, obviously with the powders, it's a little harder to, the taste is not always fun. So if they're refusing to take the powder form, I'll have them do the capsule.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Chen, for joining us. Dr. Chen's website is makinghealthyeasy.com. She's given us a ton of information. I thank you for joining us. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out with beauty expert David Pollack and Lisa Davis on Radio MD. Stay beautiful.